Nikki Haley, nice enough to join us live in our GMI studios this morning, former governor of South Carolina, now Republican presidential candidate. Governor, thank you for being with us.
Jack, it's great to be with you again.
Although I never know, should I say ambassador or governor?
It's Nikki. Those were moments in time.
Hey, what, you know, you had a chance over a few days to tell the folks of South Carolina why you're doing this. Is your first pitch to our listeners directly or introduction as a candidate? Why are you making this run?
Look, I mean, all you have to do is look at where we are in our country. I mean, you've got an economy that's in shambles. We're $31 trillion in debt. We're having to borrow money just to make our interest payments. One in six people can't afford their utility bills. 60% of Americans are in credit card debt. You know, you look at the idea that safety on our streets is bad. We've got an open border like never before. Our kids have lost so much in education. We're worried we don't know if they're going to make it back up. And then you look at the foreign policy issues that are unthinkable. I mean, the idea that we would look to the sky and see a Chinese spy balloon looking back at us right. is a national embarrassment. And for me, look, from the standpoint of I'm the mom of two children, and I want to know that we are leaving an America that was as good for us as good for them. For the first time, we're seeing that parents are worried their kids won't have the same America or have better opportunities than they had. I'm a wife of a combat veteran. I know what military families are facing, but I also know the importance of a strong military. I was a governor of a state that was hurting, and we turned it into the beast of the Southeast. I was an ambassador at the UN, and we took the kick me sign off of our backs, and we made America strong and respected again. And it's time that we do that. This national self-loathing that has taken over our country and this chaos and divisiveness, it's got to stop. It's time right. for a new generation. It's time for a new leader.
You mentioned new generation, Nikki Haley. Some of the candidates who ran in this last midterm in New Hampshire on the Republican side, and you were endorsed by one, I believe, Don Boldick in the Senate, but Caroline Leavitt, for example, was on the show after, and she's younger, and she said, Jack, the Democrats do a much better job than the Republicans do of appealing to younger, a new generation of voters. They kind of have a monopoly in that. How do Republicans reach out to younger, independent voters in general elections to get them to believe in what you're talking about versus view it as, you know, kind of too far out there, and then they vote Democrat? How do you appeal to new voters?
Well, I think we have to understand that, look, we've had too many people that have been too close to Washington, D.C. I've never worked in Washington, D.C., but what I can tell you is you have to be out with real Americans. They're not talking about D.C. talking points. They're worried about the socialism creep that is taking over our country. They're worried about the woke education that infiltrated our colleges and now are infiltrating our schools. They're worried about the fact that our country is losing the core of where it is, and we've got to go back to that national pride that we had. I have a daughter who's getting married, and I see how hard it is for them to figure out how to buy a home. I have a son who's in college, and I see the challenges he has with woke education. These kids want better. They want a country they can believe in, but we've got to get away from the old D.C. tired politics and start right. talking to them on the things they care about.
Governor DeSantis in Florida, you mentioned some of this stuff in education. In Sarasota at the private college, he's going after a lot of the woke agenda that he feels has gone too far and trying to put in some conservative intellectuals on the board. Do you think, and Governor Sununu in New Hampshire, who may become who is a likely presidential candidate, he may become a candidate, he's not yet. He criticizes at times Governor DeSantis for going too far against certain corporations like Disney or the education side, feeling that that's too authoritarian. Do you think DeSantis goes far enough in Florida on some of these things where he's going after that woke agenda you just alluded to?
I mean, you know, look, it's like DeSantis passed the Don't Say Gay bill and people lost their mind. And it basically said that, you know, any child, you couldn't talk to any child about gender before the age of, you know, before third grade. I think it didn't go far enough. I mean, when I was growing up, you didn't have sex ed until seventh grade. Even then, your parents had to sign a permission slip, and my dad wouldn't sign it. So I was the uncool kid sitting next door while they had sex ed class. Look, I think that we have to remember that the best way to take on education is to allow the parents to decide where their children go to school. And the second thing is we've got to make sure that schools understand your job is to teach these kids math, science, history, reading. We've got 70% of eighth graders in our country, 70%, Jack, that are not proficient in reading or math. And then you add COVID to it. We have got to get to work for our kids. Our kids deserve better than what they're getting today. And our parents deserve better than what they're getting today. And that's why we've got to start right. righting the ship.
You're listening to Nikki Haley, a now Republican presidential candidate, former governor of South Carolina, and ambassador to the UN. I want to ask you another question. I mentioned Governor Sununu a few weeks ago on This Week, ABC. One of the comments he made about your former boss, Donald Trump, now presidential candidate, Donald Trump again, was Sununu said he didn't think if Trump were the nominee in 2024, he can't get the job done. And I just had the governor on the other day and asked him to repeat this. He can't get the job done. Sununu doesn't think he could win a general election. Do you think Donald Trump, if he were the nominee in 2024, can get the job done?
Well, I'll tell you this. We've lost the last 7 out of 8 popular votes for president. It means we're doing something wrong. We should want to win a majority of the Americans, and our solutions are the right solutions. We focus on lifting up everyone, not just a select few, but we have to go and start electing Republicans that can win a general. We've got to start expanding our base. We need to get Hispanics. We need to get Asians. We need to get the Jewish community. We need to get African Americans. Mm-hmm. I did it in South Carolina. You don't do it with faint hearts or watered down compromises. You do it by boldly saying what our purpose in our country should be and having people join us. It is something real. We cannot have 4 more years of Joe Biden. We can't. We have got to start really taking things into our own hands. It is time for Americans to get involved, and that's why I want them to go to NikkiHaley.com and join us.
Nikki Haley, I want to ask you this, too. You've gotten some news and attention about a competency, a cognitive test proposed, a concept to get the debate going for our leaders in politics. Say, I don't know if it was over 75 years old. That would apply to Donald Trump if he were to run. Or, no, he's running if he were the president. It would certainly apply to Joe Biden. It would apply to Mitch McConnell, Dianne Feinstein. I could go on. We have a lot of older political leaders. But when it comes to president and vice president, with that suitcase and the nuclear codes and some other things, you know, in this crazy world, you'd want that leader to be competent. Can you elaborate on what you're talking about here?
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, one, I think we need to have term limits. We need to have transparency and accountability. And yes, we need to have mandatory mental competency tests. I mean, it's not just about one person. This is about transparency and the fact that if Americans send elected leaders to Congress or elected leaders to be their president, they need to know that they are at their best. They need to know that they're able to deal with the foreign threats that we have in America, that they can deal with the national debt, that they can deal with the security of Americans. That's not too much to ask to say to do that. And anyone that pushes back on that tells you your answer right there.
I want to ask you this. You mentioned your kids. And your family, thank you for your husbands and your service, by the way, as a spouse of a combat veteran. I talk a lot about our veterans on the show here. I wish more of the national political debate was on that. But I want to ask this, Governor Haley, and that is this. I suspect you know what I'm going to ask. I'm not going to set up one of these setup questions, but I suspect you know that the number one cause of death in America for younger people, and I presume that's under 40, is a drug overdose. And I'm looking at the southwest border. I talk a lot in the show. We have a DEA regional leader who lives in our state, and he's on the show a lot trying to educate people about the deadliness of fentanyl. One pill, one little tip of a pen can kill. We know it's flowing in over through the border, and the DEA has publicly identified 2 major multi-billion-dollar cartels in Mexico as the main people that are distributing this fentanyl. We are having more people overdose right here in our New England region from fentanyl. And yet I don't see much action from the federal administration. Governor Abbott of Texas has declared those cartels in Mexico to be terrorist organizations. He's created a czar to deal with this. If you were elected president, what would you do to slow down the deadly flow of fentanyl?
Well, first of all, acknowledge that all the fentanyl that came in last year was enough to kill every single American. And this isn't about kids who are drug addicted. This is about kids who happen to share a Ritalin or something like that, and it's laced with fentanyl. And so I think, number one, yes, you absolutely secure the borders. Number two, yes, you call these cartels terrorist organizations like what Abbott did. But you go further than that. Where is this fentanyl coming from? It's coming from China, Jack. That's where we need to go. We need to start acknowledging the fact that China is sending this right over the border because they are trying to disrupt and eliminate the West. This has been going on. We have got to stop being naive to what China's doing. The fact that we're letting them buy farmland that's near our military installations, the fact that we're letting them give money to higher ed institutions, which if a higher ed institution takes Chinese money, they shouldn't get American money. The fact that we are letting them steal intellectual property and work in our research institutions, and the fact that they are sending fentanyl and we are not saying or doing anything about it, not to mention we still haven't had them be held accountable for what they did with COVID. It is time to take the gloves off when it comes to China and start treating them like they deserve to be treated.
Before I let you go, Nikki Haley, you have an event tonight, St. Anselm College, and a town hall meeting. Neil Vex coming on. He said, I guess it's already a packed, already sold out. But let me ask you, you've gotten the attention of some interesting people who've taken some political shots at you since you announced you're running for president. Everything from some of the commentators on the show, The View. Donald Trump has taken some pokes at you. I had Mike Pompeo on the other day, a little bit concerned about your candidacy. What does that say to you? And can you win this race for the Republican nomination?
Jack, that's why the threats are coming. It's because they know I can win this race. They know that I can bring in not only conservatives, but that I can bring in minorities, that I can bring in suburban women, that I can bring in younger people. And so, you know what? They can keep making the shots all they want. What I'll tell you is we've got a job to do, and our job is to right this ship for America, to take it back and make everyone strong and proud to live in America again. And I'm not going to stop until we finish.
I thank you for coming in and being gracious with your time to come into our studios, GMI Studios, the pulse of an H on our network of news talk stations. Nikki Haley, thanks for joining us. Good
thanks.
Morning, Hampshire.
Go to NikkiHaley.com and come on over to Manchester. It's never too full.